Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Francine. Good evening to you.
Good evening, my sister. How's everything going this beautiful Thursday evening?
It is a fabulous Thursday. I'm glad to be alive and glad to be on the line with you and the listening audience tonight.
Wonderful. I'm always excited to do the radio show and just even thrilled that we're still in Women's History Month. And I just want to say I salute all the women out there who are running their businesses, who are advancing in their careers, who are moms and mompreneurs. I'm just excited for you, and I know a month is not long enough to celebrate anything, so we will celebrate you all year long. It is so wonderful. Well, tonight, folks, we're going to talk about women and the influences that they have on our lives. So we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy the show. If you want to tell somebody about the show, they can log in on www.blogtalkradio.com/ICW to listen online. If you would like to call in, you can call in at 1-661-554-9123. So, Veronica, let's get started tonight. We're going to talk about women, the history that has influenced us and as we've grown. So why don't you tell the audience about you and the micro nonprofit and how you actually got started?
Thank you, Francine. Well, of course, the Micro Nonprofit Network is primarily a nonprofit organization, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's really about equipping, educating, and empowering small nonprofits and women entrepreneurs or women in general. It just basically kind of spun out of my love for working with nonprofits and my love for empowering women. And so it is just passion that drives me. And, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about our guest tonight who is going to also share with us tonight. So that's what it is. It's the Micro Nonprofit Network, and people can connect with us at www.micrononprofitnetwork.com.
Okay, wonderful. And so our guest will not be on the show with us tonight. There's been a little change in plans. So we're good. But you know what? We're on the air. We're going to move on. And you know, you and I can carry this show, you know. So it will be 30 minutes will be up and gone before we know it. So tonight, Veronica, we're just going to, you know, tag team each other and just kind of chit chat and talk about our businesses. And of course, some people may not know who we are, so we definitely want them to get to know us and to come every Thursday night and hang out with us. So I'm Francine Humphrey, and I am the CEO of Issues Concerning Women. And I started this organization probably, it was 2007, I believe. So I'm in my 11th year, so I'm really excited about that. And Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their family, reaching their long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of finance, business, career, housing, and life skills. So tonight, Veronica, I want you to share, if you don't mind, we're going to, you know, improvise because, you know, the show must go on, you know, especially when we're live, and talk about businesses and the influence that other women have had on our lives. So my first question is to you is, who has been your biggest influencer?
You know, that's a hard one for me, Francine, because there have been, every season of my life, there seems to be a woman that pops up in my life. I'm using the word pop, but I want to say that that is divinely appointed in my life for that season that I'm in. And so there've been a couple of ladies that pop up in my mind. My first one, she's gone on now. It was way back in the day. I was just getting started. She was in the child care business, and her name was Ms. Harris. And she was just one of those women that helped me, especially when you're young in business and you don't really have a mentor, you don't have anybody to kind of show you the way. She was that person that was there. And then, you know, down the road a little bit further, there were just women along the way. And it's crazy because some of those women were no named. You know, they didn't have a name.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember
mm-hmm.
watching them and saying, you know
mm-hmm.
what, I want to do that too. And I want to
mm-hmm.
be able to mimic or to improve upon what she's doing. And then, of course, all the ladies that in our circle, you have been a person, you know, that I say, that's been close to me. We work together, and so we kind of get in the trenches. You know what I mean? You have
mm-hmm.
to literally have someone that can jump in the trenches with you, because being in business is not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be in it. And no matter whether you're a for profit or nonprofit, they give everybody that five year time period. Say, man, if you can hang around and be around after 5 years, you're doing good. So
yes,
it's
absolutely.
Been a plethora of women for me. So that's kind of it for me. It's just in different seasons of my life, and different women have just showed up. I'll never forget. And then I'm gonna move on because I'm taking the question a little bit further.
No, it's absolutely.
To answer
look,
the question.
This is what I want you to do. Answer the question. Take as long as you need.
But I can remember when we had gotten our second grant, and she's not with them anymore. But her name was Denise Blakely, and she was the grants coordinator for the Obese Foundation. It was her and her team basically that gave us an opportunity, a new startup nonprofit, to kind of get our first grant from the Hampton Roads area. And so she was an angel to me. I admired her tenacity and the things that she did in terms of business or what have you. So definitely, you know, those ladies, and then all of the unnamed women, you know, that show up in your life, and that basically it was a small thing, but yet it was a great thing for you. You know what I mean? They were the ones that told you, hey, here's a business card, call somebody. And that business card, that exchange, opened the door for you to meet somebody else. So that's what it was for me. How about you, Francine?
Okay, so when I think of who was my first influencer, I have to say it was my grandmother. She was the first entrepreneur that I knew. My grandmother used to take the egg crates, and they came in pastel colors during the Easter season.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she would make little baskets for the bathroom. She would make tissue paper holders. I'm telling you, this lady would take nothing and make something beautiful out of it. And she taught me how to sew. And Veronica, the first sewing machine was a sewing machine that did not have a foot pedal. It had a knee pedal.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sit on
wow.
her knee, and we would make little pot holders for our families. And then she taught me how to cut patterns out of bags from the store, because you couldn't go to the store and buy no patterns. You know, that was not something you was going to do. So she would look at you and say, okay, I think you're this size, and she would cut your dress out. And that's how she taught me how to sew. And then we would make patterns out of newspaper. Anything that was paper, you could make a pattern out of. And she taught me how to pin it down. And then I would sit on her lap and push the little thing with my knee. And then I would sew. And it was actually a Singer sewing machine. And I actually still have an antique one to this day. I still have one. It's not the one she taught me how to sew on, but I found one one day at a garage sale, and I told my husband, I got to have that because that's a memory of my grandmother. So, and then she was the candy lady. So everybody came to her house to buy the freeze cup.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember those.
Girl, yes, I do.
Her age, and yes, and she would make it with Kool-Aid and all that sugar. Oh, Veronica, it was the best thing ever. And then she would sell cakes for the church bazaar to grow money from the church, having church funds. So she was my first entrepreneur. So she taught me, she was like, baby, if you ain't got no money, you take something, you make it, and you sell it, and you'll always have money.
Right.
So she was my first influencer. And then throughout my life, Veronica, there have been so, like you said, a plethora of women that have just been there for me. And the same with you. You and I, you know, we have formed this business together, but also a friendship that runs deep. We are there for each other. Like you say, we got to have somebody you can get in the trenches where we can lock arms, we can get on the floor and cry and laugh and do whatever we need to do to get things done. And a lot of women don't have that. And so I don't, you know, I don't know what to tell them if you don't have that person in your life. I'm saying maybe you're not open to that, but you sometimes, because people have been hurt, so they're close to certain things, but you have to learn how to trust again. And you have to learn that you do need those female relationships. You know, some people are like, you know, it's just me and I'm going to stay by myself. I'm not going to have anybody. Mm-hmm. But if we all did that, just, you know, imagine how depressed we all would be, you know? So we have to find those women that we can stand on their shoulders and or lock arms with them. And another woman that I have to call remembrance to, of course, my mother, you know, she was always mom, you know, they're always there for you. But Dr. Sandy Hutchison, still pastoring today, and she has a historical church out in the deep part of Chesapeake, and I do know the name, but I can't remember, so I'm not going to mess it up. But she, I watch her, and like you said, you know, the women that you watch, you're like, you know, this woman has something special. It's something special about her. She was always a lady like, and she's going to kill me if she hears this show, but she was a lady that would wear high heels to the basketball game. You know, she would have on her stockings and her high heels. And forgive me not to say it, but I had to tell it. But that's just her, you know. She was such a lady, you know. And my grandmother as well. Mm-hmm. So those ladies are were my big influencers that taught you about wearing your hat and your gloves and putting your pearls on, you know, and acting like a lady and sitting with your ankles crossed. So I am drawn to those ladies, you know, and who exude that, you know, ladiness about them. You know, they're never out of order. It's not, you know, their hair is always in place. You know, even when it's wind blowing, they just toss it, it kind of goes back in place. So those have been my influences. And of course, there have been others. There have been great women that I met. And like you said, they're nameless. I've watched them. I've been, you know, they've been, I've been their mentee in my mind, like they say. You know, I was like, well, okay, she is it. So that's what I'm going to do too, you know. You know, So many women, you know. So, and Veronica, just like you said, when we do our research, and you know I'm always researching and trying to figure out this thing about this business and how to keep it going and be successful. And it does say, you know, the research says that most businesses fail in the first 5 years. And a lot of businesses fall, you know, by the wayside by the third year. You know, they don't even make it to year five.
Exactly.
You know, but what happens when a company actually makes it through year five and they reach that level of maturity, and we're there now, you know, with the nonprofit, we're there now. So Ken, let's talk about that a little bit. What's next for the Micro Nonprofit Network?
I think, well, for the Micro Nonprofit Network is just to keep grinding, you know what I mean? It's just to keep on moving forth in terms of its mission and its purpose, and to continue to serve the community, continue to serve women, and to continue to crank out good programs in terms of training and development, things of that nature, because you're supposed to always remain open. You never really arrive. You know, you're always in the seat of the student where you're saying, okay, basically I've got this. And if you are, if you have reached the pinnacle, you have to start looking at a succession plan. Who are you going to pass this on to? Because in most cases, people want to have a legacy. They want it to carry on. Of course, we're not there yet because we're still quote in our infancy stages. You know, we're just a 3-year-old nonprofit. Although I've been in the nonprofit world for 18 years, the nonprofit in itself, 3 years old. So basically, we got to keep on doing it, because the life of a nonprofit or the place or maturity for a nonprofit typically is between that 7 to 10 years when you get your sea legs in, where you got people who are given on a daily, you know, who are given on a monthly basis. I'm talking a daily basis. That'd be great if you were given on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely. Look,
girl, you know, I straight up, you said daily.
I would love that. All the daily people, you know, yes, give that to us on a daily basis. But for those who, you know, are given on a monthly basis, where you got your grants in place, where you got your fee-based services in place, where you got your volunteers, your board is cranking on every level, you got everything, you know, the business is solid. So that's where, you know, where we are headed to. And so basically it's just to keep all of our parameters in place, and you have to take baby steps first before you take giant Superman leaps. And so one of the things, especially when we talk about strategic planning, it is that you can't have 15 programs in your head and you try to develop or launch all 15 at the same time. You have to grow slow. And so to be strategic in what we're doing, to align ourselves with the right partners, and that's kind of where we are now, trying to expand and to find out who are those partners that want to collaborate with us, and then staying in our lane. We know we can't do everything, and the three or four things that we're doing is to really hone that craft and make it better, because I think that's what we need, especially in the hour that we're in. We see society, we see government, we see you know, the church, we see the community, we see families. Everything is almost like in disarray, and so there has to be organizations that are grounded and solid, and organizations that are there to be able to support the community, but which means that they have to be financially stable. So we're certainly shoring up our fee-based programs and being able to offer programs that can bring income into the organization, because oftentimes people are like, oh, a nonprofit, they don't make any money. You have to make money. How does any business survive without money? It's just how the organization spends the money and how money comes in and out of the organization. No one person is profiting, but the organization has to have money in order for it to be successful. So for us, it is to continue to stay in alignment with our mission, our purpose, and our goals for the organization, Francine.
Okay, wonderful. And, of course, we know that, just like you said, with everything that's going on in the world today, it's, you know, it's almost like we're taking a step back in time as we look at this, even though we are trying to push forward. So the thing for me, Veronica, is that every morning when I get up and I'm like, how do we keep growing? You know, how do we get to that next level? Not that I'm questioning that we're going to get there, but the process in getting there. You know, I know we're going to get there because I have a passion for what I do, and you do as well. And I'm the business side of our organization. You know, I'm looking at business growth and how the economy affects everything that we do, how our living wage has not increased for a lot of people in our area and all over the country. You know, how do we expect to grow and to be able to give products and programs and services to our community when they can't even afford to buy groceries? You know, so we're always looking, and like you said, being strategic and planning it out. And so I guess one of the things, the next thing I think about, and when we're talking about growth, is that I would like to talk about some of the programs that we're offering so that the communities will know what we're doing, and if they're in a position to join with us, or if it's an organization that would like to know more about what we do. Can you share a little bit about the Mommy and Me program and the parenting program?
Yeah, well, the Me and Mommy program sort of came out of the parenting program. because we know that there is that no one really teaches you how to parent, and so you kind of go out there, you know, either looking at what your parents did or just say, well, you know what, I'm not going to do anything like my parents did because I wasn't parented well. And so so then you're kind of in that crazy space. But I also know that we really do have to have strong foundations, and if we don't have a strong foundation, that's what mentoring and being able to have people speak into your life. So the Me and Mommy program is really a weekend program that, you know, we developed so that mommies can have that opportunity, or mommies and daddies can have that opportunity to go out and spend some time together. And so it is a weekend program that runs during the hours of 6 to 11 p.m., and they drop their kids off, and we have a small, we call it a boutique-style child-sitting service where we have three kids per session, really, so that they have the opportunity to know that they're getting intimate care, they're getting quality care, they're getting affordable care, and then they can come on back, because in parenting, it's hard. You need, like my niece said, you always need some me time, and so this is designed to give parents the me time. And then, of course, we have the kitty cab service, and the kitty cab service gets to be a concierge service, a transportation service for the parents if they need to have the kid dropped off. We've extended that to teens and to working women who need a ride to and from work or what have you. And so that's our fee-based service, and we knew that was within the mission of the organization to empower women and families. And so that was one of those things. And so the Me and Mommy program is really an extension of our parenting program to provide affordable care for when they want to go out and just, you know, go back on a date again. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you get so crazy in a family where you forgot the date, you know, and everybody kind of clawing at each other because things have got crazy, because you really do need 2 or 3 hours away where you can go dinner, go dance, go concert, go do whatever, and come back and know that your children have been protected, loved, taken care of, and educated in the process. So the Me and Mommy program is really that. As a program that's under the Micro Nonprofit Network, under our parenting piece.
Okay, wonderful. And this project, as you see, Veronica, has already uncovered a trove of insights for us, you know, and letting us see the need, you know, in the community. So we definitely want to connect with parents. So if there's a parent out there, or mother or father, and they want to get in touch with you and sign up to just take a tour of the facility and come and meet us, how do they get in touch with you?
They can definitely give me a call, 757-572-0974. They can go to the website, www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. I'm like, what in the world is name? The micrononprofitnetwork.com. Now, when they go to the website, they'll have the program. They won't see the Me and Mommy. They'll see the parenting program piece up there. And so one of the things that we're doing as we kind of look at this, since it's so new, we just launched a couple of weeks ago, we're looking at how we're going to have the website. Is it going to be separate? All of that stuff. So we're still grinding that out. You know, we're still looking at how do we want to make this thing be so it's easy and accessible to parents so they can get their forms and all of that stuff. But definitely calling, emailing me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com is another way that they can connect with me. And, of course, on Facebook at Veronica McMillan. But definitely that's kind of how you would connect with me. And, of course, they also connect with you, you know what I mean? Because they're with us being so close, and one thing that we know with each other, if a client wants either of us, they could get either of us through either of us. And so it's, I think that with the information that we have out there, they can get that.
Absolutely. And so if you would like to get in touch with me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, and the website for Issues Concerning Women is issuesconcerningwomen.com. veronicaprojects.org, just like it's spelled. So, Veronica, you know, we got a few more minutes. We got about 5 minutes. So I just want to encourage the listening audience to get in touch with us, to ask us questions. You can leave questions in the comments on the Blog Talk Radio, or you can actually email us. So I'm really excited about the Me and Mommy program. I keep changing the name around. I keep saying Mommy and Me, but it's Me and Mommy program. And I know that you have a passion, children. And can you tell us about the daycare program that you had a few years back and how you got started with that? And then, you know, of course, looking back, you always can see where you're going and where we are right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that goes back to the I'm going to do this as quick as I can, because I know we're getting, you know, down to the wire with this. But basically, the woman that I said, Ms. Harris, she had a daycare years ago in Portsmouth. And I'm fresh out of college. And I, you know, got under her wings and learned it all, from the administrative side to basically running a daycare facility. And then when she closed down, I started a home-based child care facility. So it's been very successful. It was very successful at that time. And so, of course, then you go to school, you get a degree and all of that stuff. And so that's my connection with early childhood education. I've had, you know, oh, my God, 15, 16 years of experience in early childhood education. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got started.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I just wanted people to hear that, you know, and because they may be thinking, you know, well, you're a nonprofit, well, where did the child care come in, you know? So, and the ability, you know, because that's how people think. So we have to be honest. You know, you and I are truth tellers, you know. So I want, you know, if I had a question in my mind, of course, I would want somebody to answer it for me, you know. So I feel like as they get to know us and they come and hang out with us on Thursdays, they will get to know us better. And we definitely encourage you to reach out to us. So we have 2 more minutes, so I'm going to give you my information, then Veronica's going to give you hers, and we're almost done. See how fast our 30 minutes went? You know, we could do an hour show, but girl, I would need some coffee. You know? You know your sister girl can talk. But anyway, if you would like to get in touch with me after this show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. My email is icwdirector@gmail.com, and the website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org.
Of course, mine is www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. Telephone number is 757-572-0974. Email letstalkveronica@gmail.com is the way to connect with me. It's been a pleasure, Francine.
It has been absolutely wonderful. You know, the bottom line is that we are two, you know, individuals who have joined together to be a force to be reckoned with. You know, and I'm not saying that just because it's you and I, but because we have overcome so many of the obstacles that a lot of the women are facing today. So we know what it's like. We know what it feels like. We know it doesn't feel good all the time. We know it's not easy, like you said before. But we are here to just give our testimony that if you hang in there and you believe in what you're doing and you have that passion, that you can overcome any challenge. You know, Veronica, you know, and that's what I think is the most important thing for our listening audience to hear.
I agree.
Absolutely wonderful. So until next week, we're going to say God bless you and hang in there. If you have questions, please call us. If you would like to call into the show next week, the number is 1-661-554-9123. We want you to have a fabulous week. Enjoy the rest of Women's History Month. We know that every woman has her story, and we would like to hear yours. So if you would like to be on the show, please give us a call or contact us through email, or even go to our website, because on our website we actually do have the email links that you can actually email us, and we'll definitely get back with you. So take care, Veronica. It's been great, my sister, as
Same
always.
Here.
All right, and so until next week, take care. Bye-bye. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Bye-bye.